We found a KFC plastic bag. I saw the story about a Coles bag. Someone found a Coles bag in the wetlands, and it was 40 years old. And I was like, this KFC bag that I remembered has this old logo. So I was like, messaged KFC Australia, and they're like, oh yeah, it's probably from 70s or 80s. And we found it underwater underneath the fishing area at Bullcock Beach. And then, yeah, it was mostly intact. It wasn't by the time I got it up because it was covered in silt and rocks and things, so it ripped up a bit. But yeah, they could identify the logo, and yeah, so it makes it about 30, 40 years old.
Did it surprise you to know that it could be up to 40 years old?
Yeah, especially if it's been in the water that long. I mean, it's hard to say, but obviously you don't keep a KFC bag lying around and then all of a sudden drop it in the water 40 years later. So it's obviously been around in the environment somewhere, whether underwater or not. And either way, that's pretty mind-blowing because, I mean, we hear about how long plastics last, especially as microplastics, but for a plastic bag that wasn't really thick, it was your normal kind of shopping bag thickness and still mainly intact and identifiable and 40 years old. So, yeah.
That must be a little bit concerning for someone like you who's part of a volunteer group who does regular cleanups. What are some of the other things that you're regularly seeing when you do your dives?
So our dives focus on the estuaries, Mooloola River and Bullcock Beach at Palmerstone Passage, and mainly we focus on those areas because of the debris that's there, and it's mainly fishing related. So heaps of fishing line, casting nets, sinkers, lures, and all the stuff that gets tangled up in it. There's heaps of tires. I found a couple of car batteries yesterday, which we need to have work out how we're going to get them because they're quite heavy. So we'll get them one day, but
there's still in the water.
Yeah, Bullcock's the worst actually. There's a lot of material related to construction of buildings there. So there's big like door frames, the metal door and window frames that are just lying there, and trolleys and just pipes, and there's just stuff everywhere. It's really like if you see it, it's disgusting. We're all kind of novice divers mainly, and the bigger things we can get, but we need professionals who are quite experienced, and we need to think more about the logistics of a boat and things like that, which we don't have. We're working on that with other groups in the area, and hopefully we'll see a couple of big operations maybe later in the year or next year. The other thing is the metal. It adapts quite well in the habitat, so it's really grown over with biota, so in general marine life. So we don't really want to take it either. But things like tires, while controversial, some people think they should stay because things do tend to live on them and adapt well to them. They do eventually break down, so other groups say take it, and we're working it out, I think. So it's a boat. But yeah, lots of plastic in this one. Fishing line, bits of rope, bottles. Once we do a dive, we sort it, and when we pick through it, pull it all apart, and then we report it and store it for reuse or whatever. And we report to the Australian Marine Debris Initiative. At the moment, our running total is about 20 kilometres of fishing line, and we have a couple of months' worth of dives still to sort through, and they've been big dives, so we might be up to about 25 kilometres now. And depending on how many divers come to each cleanup, we can get anywhere between 500 metres to 2 kilometres of fishing line in a dive. And I think it's like, we don't think it's people just discarding it. It's pretty clear usually that it's from snagging. So the places where we're diving are full of debris, which the hooks snag on, but then also the substrate itself is very jagged. It can be some corals and things, and it just gets hooked. And even though we're cleaning these spots now once a month, we're finding it keeps building up.
So you guys here, you're pulling everything out of the fishing line tangles?
Yes, and cutting squills off and sinkers and hooks and trying to avoid getting stuck with rusty things.
And how painful is this job?
That's quite relaxing, actually.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think so too.
It's
quite therapeutic.
It feels good that we're cleaning it up. As scuba divers, we have that unique skill where we can do it, but at the same time it is a little bit disheartening. It's hard to like fishermen anymore. It's more people don't know, and that's why we keep doing it, and that's why we are reporting it. And eventually I'd like to see our data used in a way that can educate people who fish to maybe find a way of making it more sustainable. I know there's not really sustainable sources of fishing line, but they're kind of developing, and I hope the more educated they are about the impacts, the more they might choose to find those to be a bit more sustainable, a bit more eco-friendly. But yeah, at the moment those things still aren't widely available. And yeah, we're happy to clean up anyway. I mean, we do enjoy the dives. They're not full of debris and dirt and muck. We normally don't have very good visibility. It's maybe 2-3 meters, but there's heaps of marine life. We do get to enjoy the dives anyway. Yeah.